So the next agenda item would be the matters arising. I think that is a major matters arising item, which is about the proposed short-term tenancy for fee parking public car park at Chi Kung Street, Thow Kwa Wan, Kowloon. So this refers to our paragraph 2.50 of the minutes of the last meeting. So first of all, I'd really like to welcome the representative of the team to attend this meeting again, because this will be, I mean, the third time that this is all right. This matter has been discussed in our task force meeting. I really hope that we would be able to come up with a solid recommendation one way or the other. So from Highways Department, Ms. Sam Lam, Mr. Roy Lam, and from Transport Department, Mr. Samson Lam, Mr. Calvin Siu, Mr. Gordon Kwok, Ms. Florence Kwan, and Ms. Joyce Lee. All right, thank you. So at the last meeting, actually Highways and TD has consulted the task force on this proposed STT, short-term tenancy car park, for replacing the previous STT car park near Kowloon City Ferry Pier, which is affected by the works of the Central Kowloon Route project. Actually, members requested for some more information to address the medium and the long-term parking needs of the district so that we will be able to see that the problem will be contained and addressed if this short-term tenancy for 1 year would be supported by the task force in the short term. So we really hope to enable some of the more long-term and medium solutions on the waterfront in resolving the parking issues. So I guess that most of the members, you know, with this background would also recall the discussion and in the presentation and in our discussion, I think some of this background information would be taken as granted. And actually before this particular meeting, we also have an informal exchange session that we have invited all task force members to join, and some of us have been there to exchange views to make sure that the major concerns of the task force will be addressed in this particular meeting. So with that, let me pass this to Mr. Sam Lam of Highways Department to update members of the latest proposal, please. Oh, Samson, you're going to lead. All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I will start with an apology first, because this is the third time that we come here, and we really try hard to convince members that this STD car park is necessary, and that will be on a sort of a temporary basis. And today, my colleague will give a short presentation first, and then we will receive questions from members and see if we can work out something to everybody's satisfactions. Okay, shall I pass to Florence?
For
members, you may like to have your earphone ready. That will be in Cantonese. Right, when you're ready. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. 係可以繼續，唔該。
主席，各位成員早晨。 今日我會為大家簡介二短期租約公眾停車場。 個簡介主要會分為兩部分，第一部分係回應之前成員嘅關注。 而第二部分係介紹現行同埋中長期嘅泊位緩解措施。喺我開始第一部分時咧，我會先簡介一下誒呢個浙江街停車場嗰個背景嘅。咁為咗配合中九龍幹線嗰個建造工程啦，現有嗰個咪錶停車場啦，即係粉紅色呢一個位置啦，咁咧就需要喺今年內咧就移去呢個橙色呢個位置嘅。 咁而橙色咧呢一個咧就係本身亦都係一個短期租約嘅公眾停車場嚟嘅，咁佢就要取消啦。咁嗰個停車場營運商咧就已經喺5月2號停止咗運作啦。咁現時呢塊地就交翻俾路政署去拆卸現有嘅結構嘅。咁我哋就打算喺呢個黃色嘅位置嘅浙江街咧就申請一個短期嘅租約停車場，就去到出年3月31號咧去作一個過渡性嘅泊車設施啦。 咁之後就將呢笪地交還俾地政署嚟作返海心公園嘅擴建用途嘅。 咁得悉到成員咧喺之前嘅會議主要都提出咗四個關注啦，咁我哋就逐一咁回應啦。咁第一點就係咧，就點解呢個擬議嘅停車場嘅用地咧，比本身嗰個停車場係大啦，同埋會唔會有機會去吸引其他車嚟泊嚟停泊咧？咁由於之前嗰個新碼頭街停車場即係紅色呢個圈咗呢個位置咧，咁就係兩層高嘅，咁所以我哋都係根據佢可以泊車嘅面積咧嚟做一個設計啦，咁啊以提供翻相應嘅泊車位嘅。咁另外咧，因為咧我哋以嗰個浙江街停車場咧，咁就加設咗啲旅遊巴泊位啦，咁所以佢亦都會需要佔用一啲空間嘅，咁所以咧嗰個浙江街停車場嗰個佔地咧就冇過大嘅。咁第二項關注就係咧，我哋會唔會喺2019年3月之後咧，再作呢個停車場咧？咁其實我哋就冇呢個打算嘅。咁我哋已經咧喺嗰個合約條款嗰度咧，就剔除咗一個延期嘅條款噶啦。咁第三個關注就係咧，我哋會唔會係未經有關嘅諮詢機構咁，包括海港事務委員會嘅正式認可咧，就批出呢個停車場合約咧？咁我哋確認我哋係要得到正式嘅許可咧，先至會去批出呢個停車場嘅。咁而第四個關注就係咧，就有關運輸署進行商用車輛嘅泊車研究嘅時間表同埋結果啦。咁呢個研究咧就喺上年12月就展開嘅。現時我哋咧就正準備作個泊車位調查啦，咁就視乎收集數據同埋個分析咧，我哋就會喺今年內咧就再嚟報告翻嗰個研究進展咧同埋初步結果嘅。咁喺開始第二部分之前，即係嗰個緩解措施啦，咁我先會簡介現時土瓜灣嗰個泊車位問題嗰個成因啦。咁土瓜灣咧就係、是、全港咧一個比較舊嘅市嚟講，係一個差唔多最舊嘅市區其中之一啦。咁由於喺設計樓宇嗰個泊位供應時，咁就用一啲舊嘅規劃同埋準則啦。咁所以好多大廈咧都不能應付現時嘅泊位需要嘅。咁啊，好似呢張圖所見啦。咁由嗰度好多住宅大廈咧都係60年代興建嘅，而係冇泊車位嘅。咁因此咧，就好多車主咧都要依賴街上面嘅泊位同埋個臨時停車場嘅。咁而近年咧，汽車嗰個數量咧亦都日漸增加啦，咁亦都會影響到呢一區嘅泊車需求嘅。咁據我哋嘅觀察啦，喺個新碼頭街呢一個停車場嗰個750米範圍內啦，即係呢個大圈啦，咁咧就合共有大約32000個住宅單位啦。咁而當中咧有17000個咧係冇個附設停車場供應嘅，咁就算待預埋咧，市建局第日呢度會有一個舊樓重建啦，咁亦都係剔除咗600個冇車位嘅單位咧，咁所以個需求咧就未有大變嘅。咁而喺供應嗰方面啦，當時可以供出即係當而現時當區咧，咁就可供應出面人泊嘅月租停車場其實都滿曬㗎啦。咁本身屋企冇車位嘅住户咧，咁就只好依賴啲臨時停車場啦、街邊停車場啦，同埋一啲咪標停車場嘅。咁去到今年即係現時大約2018年中度啦，咁嗰個車位同埋住宅單位數量都大約1:10啦。但係隨住啟德體育館啦，咁就喺急會今年年尾度咧就展開一個工程咧，咁就有2個臨時停車場咧就會變咗做工地嘅，咁車位會少咗啦。咁再去到出年3月尾咧，咁呢個停車場嘅租約咧都期滿，而如果閂埋嘅話咧，咁亦都會少咗車位嘅。咁除咗私家車之外咧，其實旅遊巴咧個泊位亦都係有需要嘅。咁以前咧，土瓜灣咧，咁就主要係作一個住宅同埋工業用途嘅。但喺呢幾年咧，就因為多咗啲珠寶店啊、朱古力店同埋首飾店等等咧，就帶動咗啲旅遊業啦。咁而家當區咧就有好多旅遊巴咁啊入邊活動，咁啊停車上落客等等嘅。咁針對呢啲以上嘅問題咧，我哋都好努力咁樣解決㗎啦。咁喺呢兩年嚟講咧，咁樣咧就大家都電腦嗰個咪錶嗰個停嗰、那個旅遊巴嗰個泊車位咧，亦都會逐步咁樣增加啦。而夜間嗰啲貨車泊位咧，亦都會有所上升嘅。 咁至於泊車個停私家車泊位咧，我哋亦都通知咗區議會主席咧，我哋申請呢個浙江街臨時停車場咧，係一個過渡嘅措施嚟嘅啫。咁個期就去到出年3月31日啦。咁就配合翻沙中線嘅通車啦。咁就啲居民就應該咧係為呢個過渡期咁啊去做一啲適當嘅措施嘅。咁呢個數咧，73呢個數字，咁我哋咧都會喺我哋嗰、那個會議文件嗰度就作出一啲少少嘅更正啦。咁因為之即係會嗰、那個、文件上面就講咗77呢個數字咧，咁就包含咗之後咧市建局嗰個發展，咁就應該擺翻喺後邊嘅。咁我哋會做出翻一個更正嘅。咁除咗一啲短期嘅措施咧，我哋都好積極咁樣去進行一啲中長期嘅措施嚟解決個泊車位問題嘅。呢個措施就可以為土瓜灣提供一啲比較可持續嘅泊車位啦。咁我哋睇到區內邊有啲發展項目嘅，咁就合共有1360個車位同埋90個上落貨客位啦。咁當中大約有400個車位就可以開放俾公眾嘅。咁我依家就針對各個發展項目咁樣講啦。咁呢個場地 A 啦，咁佢就係位於新碼頭街嘅幸福大廈發展項目。呢、這個項目咧就提供到大約107個附設泊車位啦。呢、這個規劃嘅申請就喺今年就上咗城規會嘅。咁嗰個預計落成日期咧就大約喺2024年嘅。咁、这、呢個場地 B 咧就係、是、一個市建局嗰個發展項目啦，咁就位於喺紅福街嘅，咁佢大約提供到274個附設泊車位同埋4個旅遊巴泊位啦。咁呢個重建項目已經喺2017年11月刊憲，咁啊計劃於大約2025年同埋2026年落成。咁有啊，呢個發展咧，本身呢塊地嗰個地段啲車就可以泊翻入去佢自己將來會提供嘅停車場啦。咁可以釋出一啲土地咧，去做其他啲泊車用途咁嘅。咁場地 C 就係宋皇台啦，咁就會做一個住宅同埋商業發展項目，咁就將會有165個車位嘅。咁呢一個規劃申請咧，就已於2016年5月就獲批嘅。個發展商已經係上個月入咗職俾屋宇署，咁我哋預計佢哋都會喺短期內就動工噶啦。咁場地 D 咧就係、是、紅樂道現時又有間廖海運軒係一個服務式住宅嚟嘅，咁現時佢啲月租停車場都係俾曬啲住客噶啦。咁發展商場實集團咧就喺今年3月就入咗職俾屋宇署嚟做一個商業發展啦。咁就大約會起377個泊車位啦，以及178個公共私家車嘅泊位同埋200個輕型貨車嘅泊車位嘅。咁雖然嗰個發展商就冇公開到個時間表啦，但係基於作為服務式住宅同埋商業用途嘅營運成本咧有所不同啦，咁我哋都相信發展商會好快開展呢個項目嘅。咁呢一個就係房屋署嘅項目，就位於高山道嘅，咁佢將會提供35個泊車位同埋一個上落貨點啦。咁另外就有16個公眾停車位啦。呢、這個項目就今個月初就上咗九龍城區議會作諮詢嘅，九龍城區議會大致都贊成嘅。而呢個項目就預計於2019年第二季動工咧，就2023年疏工嘅。咁除咗頭先講嗰五個發展項目之外咧，我哋都爭取咧其他機會去盡量增加嗰個公共泊車位嘅數量嘅。咁根據康文署啦，海心公園擴建現時都係處個初步嘅階段啦，我哋會持續同埋康文署同埋建築署咧去合作啦，咁去研究海心公園興建地下停車場嘅可行性。我哋亦都會同規劃署合作啦，咁就研究咧九龍城碼頭嘅發展項目啦，咁亦即係幸福大廈個頭，咁去加設一啲公眾停車場嘅可行性嘅。咁再者就係我哋就會研究咧現時咁政府嘅設施同埋大廈啦，咁包括咧嗰個土瓜灣 街市啦，同埋九龍城嘅政府合署啦，咁我開放現有嘅停車場咧，喺夜晚嗰時俾公眾用，咁嗰度合共都有大約30多個車位嘅。咁總括而言啦，咁就呢個擬議嘅浙江街停車場只係一個過渡性嘅措施嚟嘅啫。咁而家嗰個我哋而家都好積極爭取緊咧，咁去增加區內邊嘅泊車位數量嘅。但相應嘅措施可能都需要時間，咁我哋就會盡量去逐步改善現有嘅狀況啦。咁就以上簡介咧，我哋希望海濱事務委員會可以支持呢個建議。多謝。
好，唔該曬。係咪講完㗎啦？定係
啊？
十分鐘。OK。咁首先咧，我就即係好多謝即係運輸署啦，因為今次咧，我覺得我哋即係呢一個嘅 presentation 咧，好清楚咁，其實即係令我哋即係其實瞭解咗個問題係有喺邊度，同埋即係我哋所想見到嗰個數據咧，都係列咗出嚟。雖然咧有陣時一啲問題，我哋都冇可能即係即時會有一個即係解決嘅方案咁，但係咧，如果我哋要即係要去傾呢一個問題嘅時候咧，我哋都係需要一套咁去睇，即係短期呢個 STT， 咁同埋中期同埋長期嗰啲措施。咁運輸署嘅同事就幫我哋簡介咗啦。咁我覺得其實我哋短期呢、這、一個，雖然我哋今次咧最緊要就係傾我哋對短期呢個 STT 嘅一個取態。咁似乎咧，其實我哋要睇中長期，如果我哋覺得可以做嘅話咧，其實呢個短期亦都係好重要嘅一環，係可以喺短時間嘅時候喺呢幾個呢。差唔多可能已經少於一年啦。我哋而家講緊嘅 proposal 咧，已經係2019年3月必須要停噶啦。咁如果係咁樣嘅考慮嘅話，其實我哋都係咪都會睇下，即係咪可以即係方便一下呢、這個地區嘅居民啊？以前區議會投入咗嚟佢哋一啲嘅意見啊，同埋即係呢個成套咁去考慮呢個問題咯。我見到有啲委員已經係舉咗手啦，或者我首先請係啦，Doris 係咪？係阿 Doris 回應一下先，唔該。係
啊係啊，多謝主席。就住咧個海心公園嗰、那個延續嗰個計劃嗰個工程項目咧，其實咧已經係入咗落去咧有一個5年計劃咧，喺施政報告嗰度咧係其實依家已經係處於一個好高嘅。即係嘅策劃階段，亦都係會係去攞咗錢咧，就會盡快要開工。咁所以就話嗰個 SCT 上一次就話問我哋意見咧，我哋只係同意到去2019年3月尾咧。個原因就係話咧，因為我哋係要盡速咧去推展嗰個項目嘅。咁其實喺九龍城區嗰度咧，其實區議會咧都其實係猛係催逼我哋咧，就希望我能夠推展呢個項目。盡快咧係照顧到地區嘅需要，咁所以咧我哋係亦都有需要，因為如果話亦都之前咧我哋都查詢過問翻建築署初步嘅意見咧，因為咧呢個地方係位於嗰個海邊附近啊，佢地下裡面咧亦都好多 underground utility 當中嘅，咁所以變咗嚟講咧，如果即係話要去喺個地底嗰度做嗰、那個停車場咧，可能又要由策劃階段起步咧，再去做一個可行性研究，分分鐘咧就要搞多幾年咧。都未必能夠即係好有效率，可能唔係話好多結果就嘛，唔係好多卡巴喺地底。但問題咧，亦都令至到咧五年計劃咧係唔能夠即係如期去推展。咁呢個我覺得都要即係審慎考慮啦。咁同埋影響都十分之大嘅。咁如果有頭先我聽到你有其他可行方案嘅話咧，咁可能推展其他可行方案咧，更加係符合公眾利益。
我諗呢個都係一個好重要嘅一點啦，因為從海濱事務嗰個角度，即係我哋所有 Harbour Planning Principle， 我哋都係希望咧海濱規劃咗嘅用地，尤其即係公園啊，大家可以用嘅呢啲 open space 咧，可以盡快咧令市民可以用得到。其實呢個短期，即係因為佢未能夠開工之前，短時間我哋點可以用個土地用得更好，可以傾嘅。咁但係個 priority 咧，肯定就係我哋希望係中長期啦。咁啊，或者Derek 係咪？我見到你舉手先嘅，係咯 ，Derek， 跟住Freddy、PY、Paul 好嘛？唔該你。
好，唔該主席。其實有關呢個臨時停車位咧，即係我都好記得過往，即係喺兩次會以前咧都提過。咁當時我覺得委員即係有啲保留咧，就係覺得係嗰個租約嗰個期限咧。咁另外就係周邊嗰啲泊車嗰、那個，即係點樣去安置咁樣。咁而家好明顯咧，即係睇翻頭先佢解釋好清楚，就係 喺個新碼頭街嗰度嗰個停車場咧，即係222個車位咧，就將佢即係遷移到而家呢個即係提議呢個浙江街呢個咁嘅用地。咁另外咧，亦都接納咗有14個嘅旅遊巴咧。咁我覺得係喺交通即係嗰個泊車位需求咧，係即係其實就冇話特別增加到，而係喺區內咧，即係因為即係中九幹線啊或者啲工程等等咧，即係其實除咗九龍城咧，其實油尖旺都出現相同類似嘅問題。咁我覺得首先係泊車位嘅需要啦，二來即係我上次我都記得提過咧，就係、是、個善用嗰個土地，即係既然呢個海心公園呢個擴建計劃嗰度咧。係進行中咧，既然擺咗幅地喺度咧，又冇用咁樣咁喺呢個角度睇嘅，我就都同意呢個咁嘅安排啦。咁另外話嗰個比較爭議嘅就係佢話臨時去租約或者係再續租嗰度，咁而家佢都講得好清楚，你去到出年三月底，其實計起如果你我哋同意或者佢有啲 process， 可能下個月至開始咧，都係得十個月嘅時間咧。咁我覺得係可以即時舒緩到該區嗰、那個交通嗰個需求、那個泊位。需求咧，我覺得係都我哋應該值得去考慮同埋去同意啦。咁再者，亦都牽涉到咗啲中長期好多泊車啊個需求，交通有好多嗰啲配套咧，咁佢都頗詳盡地啦嚇。當然有啲未必牽涉到我哋委員會或者我哋呢個 task force 呢度去規劃啦。咁但係我覺得。長遠計喺由政府新建嘅項目咧，應該歸納到嗰啲多啲嘅公共泊車位咧，呢個係我諗全港性嘅需求啦嚇。唔該，主席。
係，多謝你 ，Derek。啊 ，Freddie。
係，多謝主席。我想回應一下頭先康文署霍女士講話如果多 underground car park 可能會影響到佢哋個規劃咗嘅一啲項目嘅進度。我想代表建築師學會講講做 underground car park 其實係好平常嘅事嚟嘅，我哋經常都做嘅，而且亦都冇乜難度嘅。咁係會對項目有少少影響，但係呢個影響對比響成個區嗰個更加大嘅 common good 嗰個benefit 咧，我覺得係值得嘅。咁所以我覺得作為一個議題，應該係可以探討下。技術層面上咧，係絕對冇不可克服嘅難度嘅。呢個係可以做得到嘅。
唔該曬，阿 PY。
啊，多謝啊，主席。我就唔係建築師，咁不過 Freddie 咧，佢剛才講都唔係完全冇道理嘅。不過即係睇實際嗰個工程，即係如果成個公園嘅地底開唔到工咧，我相信係有一啲定嘅延遲嘅。至於可唔可以接手嘅程度，但係如果有啲項目，如果嗰個範圍好大，你橫掂嗰個工程係分期進行，不過我唔知呢個係咪咧。咁你都係可能有東邊起到西邊啊，南邊起到北邊，咁咧嗰個機會或者會好啲。咁你因為你橫掂開工有部分你未用到，咁喺嗰幾個月會唔會即係工程上可行咧？可能建築師就好清楚。即係如果你廚房可以都諗下啦，呢個。咁講開呢樣嘢咧，就其實我就講翻即係都即係都好多謝有關部門咧，佢哋就即係翻去經過幾次，我哋都彈去發佢啦，咁佢就做咗好多研究。咁即係但係就即係呢個反映咗個現象咧，就係話我哋對嗰啲所謂臨時用途咧，一向即係唔係用一個正常即係。長遠發展嗰種咁嘅眼光去睇，咁呢個唔啱嘅。我覺得，因為一個臨時用途係一個城市裏面嗰啲所有嗰啲經濟活動啊發展嘅其中一個好重要嘅元素嚟嘅，所以應該同長遠發展嚟啦一併考慮嘅。咁但係因為臨時用途嗰個彈性係好大，即係好飄忽，咁更加要即係多部門跨部門一齊去諗。咁剛才裏面提到有啲項目，就係講返即係地底即係公園咁啦。咁有啲市政嘅項目，剛才聽講好似又話唔知好 advance 好行到好遠㗎啦，已經而家再返轉頭話又唔得。咁我都唔想搗亂曬所有嘅秩序。不過即係話，如果以後呢，即係凡係設計啲咁嘅事件嘅市政啊、建築物啊、多用途啊等等呢，即係唔好淨係諗自己，即係喺成個區去諗。咁所以一定要跨部門、跨合作，即係睇遠啲。臨時用途都係用途嚟嘅， 即係你即係可以幫到其他，咁同埋睇遠隔離區，即係隔條街，你講到啟德，咁佢又冇咗啦，咁即係唔好睇得咁窄，睇遠啲，即係城市發展係一個好係一個活動啊，活生生嘅嘢嘅，就唔好淨係依書直説咁啊，唔得。
唔該，阿坡。
I cannot calculate based on this PowerPoint what the shortfall is. So I just wonder whether we can have a clear overview. And I hope you have that here, because I've asked this in the informal meeting, so it would be great to see you today. What are we talking about, really? What are the numbers? The car parking that are going to disappear in Kai Tak, the car parking. So how many are we totally talking about? How many are going to disappear there at the bottom? And then when are the new ones coming in? And then what's the gap? I try to understand that because you're making a promise that March 2019, there'll be no renewal. But if there's no replacement or decanting site for these vehicles, which I believe, I don't know how many there are, there's the two together, the existing SDC, the park and the proposed ones together. So where are they going to go? And if there's no place to go, then we have a riot. And then nothing will happen because the district councillors will oppose, because March 2019, that's only 6 months away from election time for the district councillors. I tell you what, there's nothing going to happen on the 31 of March. You're not going to close it down unless you have an alternative site. So any suggestion today that there is, that we have an end game here, to me is, it hasn't been answered. So I'd like to get a real proposal that show what you're going to do, that the park is going to be available. In terms of finding creative solutions, if we have to go back to Carrie Lam and say whatever you put in your policy address is going to change because the solution is for us to put a car park under Hoi San Park and this is the schedule, then we'll have to do that. And I think we just got to make that decision today, that if this is given the situation, there's an immediate assessment that we have a dire strait situation here. Then, and we think we wanted, and this is a solution that is obvious, then the feasibility assessments would take place tomorrow. I mean, then we should ask CDD in the next 2 months or whatever to look at the underground space and do a preliminary assessment very quickly, no delay, like not like, oh, it's difficult, and then not do anything for 2 years, and then I think it's got to be sorted out sooner than later, because the problem here is time and volume. You're building new buildings, which drive new demand. You're losing parking spaces, need to be replaced. I don't see the timeline here with those numbers, because you're not showing them, but it looks pretty dramatic to me. We're looking serious gaps in shortfalls. So I don't see a solution, Chair, okay. If I take the combination of the TD presentation and LCSD comments, then we have a trouble. And I would, on the basis of the comments from the LCSD and TD today, I cannot support any SDT use for parking of this site, because you're not going to go away. What you're not promising me to you that you're there temporarily. The temporary is greenwashing, temporary washing. But you definitely have no guarantee that it's going to be a vacated site on the 31st.
Okay, clear, Paul, your view. Raymond, guy.
多謝主席。我早上個禮拜都參加到呢一個工作坊啦，咁就理解到咧運輸署嘅各方各面嘅困難啦。咁就原則上我係支持有呢個咁嘅 SCT 嘅一個卡牌安排嘅。但在當天咧，我都提出到一點，就係話即係希望響康文署更理解到咧，其實而家即係嗰個整體計劃咧，其實應該係要即係。更闊、更深、更廣嘅，咁所以我亦同樣明白到，即係阿譚生提出話，其實日後我覺得唔係淨係呢一個 位置。其實我覺得我即係自己過去都好多年咁樣嘅經驗，睇到就係香港其實好多嘅公共空間，尤其是喺嗰個公園嘅地底咧，係成未有廣泛嘅利用嘅。咁希望呢個成為一個永一個政策，唔係淨係單一，係即係能夠喺嗰個地底盡量運用。因為香港我好不斷咁樣好反對香港即係成日放寬個 plot ratio 嚟令到樓宇更高，以為解決咗個問題。其實呢個係永久破壞整個城市景觀同埋我哋香港嘅整體嘅嗰個立體空間嘅。咁但係向地底嘅發展，我覺得係極之需要，即係包括地下城或者係呢個卡帕，所以希望呢個唔好認為一個咁樣嘅障礙。但我亦都明白到阿 Freddy 所講嘅，其實上今天唔係困難，只係困難就係自己成日都唔起步。咁如果能夠早啲起步，除咗呢個之外咧，應該康文署要諗下，即係盡量利用佢哋除咗自己個路面之外嘅地帶，應該交翻俾其他個部門，用一個比較合作嘅空間去改善香港嘅問題嘅。多謝。
嗱，我呢一個項目咧，我就想我哋用兩輪嘅問題去討論，因為其實咧來來去去，就算即係我哋得唔到一個真正可以叫做解決嘅方案嘅話咧，其實我哋作為一個 task force， 就算冇一致嘅意見咧，都必須要俾清晰嘅方向俾部門去做嘢，因為呢個咁樣我哋嘅海濱咧先會喐嘅。咁所以咧，而家我覺得我哋都開始即係收到一輪嘅意見啦，即係有好多。咁我就想而家喺呢度停一停，就俾咧TD 同埋 Highways 咧。甚至乎 LCSD 咧就回應一下我哋先，咁跟住咧我就 gather second round 嘅 comment， 所有未發表過意見嘅委員咧係有即係先可以講咗你嘅意見先，咁跟住咧再 follow up with 個 rounds of question 好嘛？嗱，咁我邀請 Highways 同 Transport 回應嘅時候咧，即係尤其頭先第一批嘅意見咧，我就想咁樣去處理，因為其實始終咧呢一個問題咧，我哋講緊嗰個 STT。咁首先咧就係海心公園嗰個地底嗰個泊車嗰個問題，即係其實咧我哋作為海濱事務委員會咧，其實都覺得咧我哋應該可以多啲利用嗰個地底嘅空間嘅。咁但係咧，如果要做呢一件事嘅時候咧，就應該即係我哋都需要去考慮好多實質上個個問題，同埋其實如果咁，我哋係咪會延遲咗海心公園一年啦，定兩年啦，定係點樣 phases 咧？咁我就想咧，我哋喺呢個會咧，其實我哋就係想 support， 即係希望 LCSD 咧係可以去 explore 呢個 option， 同埋呢件事咧希望係 in parallel， 即係就算我哋 STT go ahead 或者唔 go ahead 都好，都係要繼續去 explore 去解決即係區裡面嗰個 parking 嘅 issue。咁所以我就唔想今日我哋嘅討論咧就集中咗喺嗰度，就我就希望邀請 LCSD 咧認真咁去到時咧作為一個 agenda item。尤其即係 Freddie 即係建築師學會有咁多 input， 其實有好多經驗係需要。長幾多或者點樣去做呢，咁我哋再返嚟傾呢件事好嘛。咁呢個 STT 另外呢我就想講呢就係、是、亦都係長遠㗎啦。咁長遠其實尤其我想聽一下運輸署呀，因為呢即係而家呢即係整個即係未來社會都係要開始改變嗰個思維，就係、是、喂你爭幾多就去即係 predict 有幾多，跟住就 satisfy 佢，咁即係你基本上咧就沒完沒了嘅。咁其實喺香港尤其咁嘅環境之內咧，我哋即係公交先行，點樣去即係 manage 嗰個 demand 係好重要嘅。咁我估計喺呢個地方裡面，其實亦都譬如沙中線啊各樣嘅嘢，你除咗要鼓勵啲人即係可能揸車嘅改用公交，少啲 parking 嘅 provision， 但其實可以有一個 more sustainable 同埋 more livable 嘅 community， 會唔會呢個都係其中一樣嘢？即係你喺中長期嘅時候，你都要考慮埋咧。咁仲有一樣咧，就係頭先Derek 其實都講到咧，其實附近咧已經刪咗一個停車場。咁而家喺呢個咁短時期咧，即係其實一個人唔愛車或者去改變一個泊車位，其實需要一個時間。咁而家咧短嗰邊斷咗之後，對區裡面其實一啲譬如 illegal parking 啊、違例泊車各樣嘅嘢，你哋有冇睇下個情況係點？可唔可以話一話俾我哋知個情況咧嚇？麻煩你 Samson。咁跟住佢哋回應完之後，我哋再請委員去make comment 好嗎？唔該。
多謝主席。就我先講講，即係我哋同康文署或者其他嘅部門咧，嗰、那個嘅溝通啦，同埋即係睇下點樣樣可以做多啲一啲嘅地底嘅一啲嘅泊車設施。咁、其實喺海心公園嗰度咧，其實我哋一路都係有一個好緊密嘅溝通嘅。咁我哋都知道咧，康文署海心公園嗰、那個 工作咧，其實佢哋係都好緊迫嘅。咁依個我哋都係十分之理解嘅。咁就響下低咧，其實頭先康文署嘅同事都有提出過，就下低係有一啲嘅管線啊，有一啲嘅大嘅排水道啊咁樣咧，係我哋需要去處理嘅。咁但係響個設計方面咧，係點樣去就咧？依個係可以即係再去探討嘅。即係其實從運輸署嘅角度咧，我哋係盡量係希望咧，係因為而家即係泊車位嗰個短缺嘅問題咧，我哋真係盡量咧響唔同嘅區份咧，我哋都係盡量係去推一啲嘅地底嘅泊車設施。一方面係唔會影響到即係地面嗰個土地嘅使用啦，亦都係可以就滿足到嗰個泊車需要。我舉個例子。響新蒲崗其實都係
咁，其實你正面咁樣即係回應就已經 OK 啦。即係其實你會係繼續去 offer 嚇，即係去 explore 即係 positive to 呢樣嘢 OK 嘅啦。咁嚇，跟住回應埋其他嗰啲問題好嘛？
咁另外咧就係我都想講一講咧，而家泊車嘅政策咧，其實我哋都希望咧可以引入一啲嘅新嘅思維。因為其實我哋都有好耐嘅時間咧，係冇去諗咧一啲嘅所謂嘅多層式嘅停車場啊咁樣。咁尤其是一啲地下嘅多層式停車場。咁我哋而家咧係都係響唔同嘅地方嗰度咧係去考慮係去做呢啲嘢。咁其實我哋除咗係話我哋而家又有一個嘅商用泊車嘅研究啦。咁其實咧，我哋私家車泊車方面咧，其實我哋自己內部咧，都係有一啲嘅 dedicated team 係去做呢啲嘅研究，係一方面係睇呢個地下嘅停車場啦，一方面係睇多層式嘅停車場啦，亦都會係會睇埋咧一啲智能嘅泊車系統嘅。咁呢啲係響其他國家其實都係有好多嘅經驗。咁我哋依度都係一路會推展。咁就第三方面咧，就係頭先都講到咧，就係話短期租約呢個安排。其實我好多謝委員咧，都表示理解啦，即係呢個短期租約係一個過渡嘅安排啦，亦都可能係都會同一個長期嘅整體嘅規劃咧，係可能係要互相嘅去補足啊咁樣啦。咁就我哋其實而家呢一個浙江街呢個位置咧，其實頭先都係講得好清楚嘅。我哋係都係一個真係過渡性嘅安排，同埋剩低落嚟咧，去到出年三月之後咧，如果呢一個停車場咧係唔再再續啦，咁我哋而家都係冇打算係咁樣做啦。咁係就會少咗個泊車位啦。咁其實我哋而家係已經係做緊啲功夫嘅。同時都可以即係補充一下咧，就是、我哋其實都係睇緊咧，而家現有嗰、那個因為新碼頭街嗰個停車場咧，就其實而家依刻咧就已經係停咗啦。我哋都睇咗嗰啲嘅即係所謂非法泊車嘅情況，或者依度我可以揾同事去補充一下。
我哋。多謝主席。各位委員，我哋都因應新碼頭街喺五月二號刪咗之後咧，喺附近嗰個街道啊違例泊車嘅情況咧，我哋都有啲相去俾大家睇到，都睇到咧違例泊車嘅問題係嚴重咗嘅。咁大家都可以睇到啊，即係除咗一邊係泊車之外，對面線都泊車，咁呢啲即係除咗話引致到即係區內嗰、那個交通問題啊等等之外咧，即係喺交通安全方面都係有影響嘅。即係大家諗，如果真係泊啲車再泊得犀利啲，即係違例泊車再泊得犀利啲嘅時候咧，可能影響到啲救援啊等等嗰啲咁嘅服務啊，或者交通駕駛嘅時候安全啊。咁所以我哋都好希望可以委員咧可以即係理解即係嗰個問題，咁就支持呢個。我哋嘅建議嚇，咁多謝各位。
有仲有冇補充嚇？係阿 Sam 嚇。
或者我補充少少啦。咁喺呢個成個起承轉合嚟講咧，因為咧喺新碼頭街嗰、那個臨時停車場咧係需要咧騰出我嚟做呢、這個中九龍幹線嘅工地，咁所以咧係希望咧 係可以將呢、這個浙江街呢個位咧係愛嚟做一個代替品，一個臨時嘅代替品，嚟將嗰、那個臨時停車場咧個刪除呢個時間表咧係拖長啲，等用家咧係有一個較長嘅時間咧去適應，同埋咧呢、這個時間咧係配合咧沙中線分期嘅通車，咁咧我哋預期咧即係喺我哋中九龍幹線嗰、那個交通影響評估嘅時候咧沙中線通咗車之後咧有機會咧就係嗰、那個泊車的需求咧係會降低嘅，咁我哋咧就我哋喺呢個中九龍幹線裏邊咧，就會一路咧係密切咁咧係監察住嗰、那個情況嘅。如果有需要嘅時候咧，我哋再同有關嘅部門咧係去呢個跟進。多謝。
咁我諗如果咁咧，我哋就可以 move 去第二輪嘅發問。咁我就mark 低咗阿 Nix 啦，跟住 Victor， 跟住阿 Ken， 跟住 Francis， 咁跟住咧係Eunice。同埋 Connie， 咁未發言嘅 member， 仲有邊一個係想發言噶？嚇，如果冇咧，咁跟住之後就係阿 Freddy 同埋阿 Paul， 好嘛？唔該曬。首先阿 Nix 啊，好嘛？
好。咁多謝曬。咁我諗好，即係我想講翻，好似基本上我上次嗰個建議啦。咁其實我係支持嘅，因為始終我由區議員嘅角度去睇翻，而家暫時。泊車情況其實亦都係我上次咁講全港性問題嚟嘅。而家咁緊急嘅情況之下咧，我即係無內地咧都要暫時接受呢一個安排。但係我覺得部門真係需要考慮，亦都唔係需要考慮，係即刻要去做嘅咧，就係、是、真係要諗清楚有啲乜嘢咩方法可以去令到泊車呢一方面嘅一個困難咧，係全港性咁去解決到。咁頭先我見到頭先馮教授講得好好啊，即係。你下下都話 increase 個 port ratio， 下下都要咁樣去做向高發展，係咪真係對成個城市嘅景觀、成個城市嘅發展係好呢？咁其實地底資源喺好多國家入面咧都做得非常之好。咁點解我哋香港話成日講到自己咁 advanced， 點解唔去諗下同埋去規劃呢？咁大家都知道，當香港要規劃一件事，唔係講緊三五年會做到啊，係講緊要經過好多輪嘅公眾諮詢，可能十幾廿年先做到。咁點解而家仲唔起步呢？咁我覺得呢一方面真係要諗得好清楚，點樣去？咁部門亦都係唔好成日都太懶散，即係成日覺得呢啲咁嘅嘢嚟緊都會煮到埋嚟就有得食㗎啦，咁樣樣嘢都好似 hea 咗咁樣嚟去做。我雖然今次係第二次參會啦，咁但係我上一次嚟嘅時候，即係好明顯今次見到係即係部門方面做漏咗嘢。咁其實做漏呢啲咁簡單嘅嘢咧，其實真係唔係咁可以接受到啊。咁真係希望唔好再出啲咁樣嘅錯處。咁而搞到大家要嘥咁多時間就嚟去做咁多輪嘅討論。其實是很無謂。咁以我角度嚟睇，始終都是解決咗居民所需先啦。因為如果下下都咁樣去爭拗，話係咪有一個 perfect plan 嚟去搞掂呢件事嘅話咧，其實呢個世界行唔到噶啦，即係每樣冇 perfect plan 嘅。咁所以咧，我諗最簡單嘅咧就係呢一樣嘢做先。咁但係我諗部門需要解釋清楚，或者以後要同我哋 report 清楚，究竟佢哋有對長期、中期去點樣去安排，有啲咩諗法。我亦都知道其實喺其他區，即係我自己個區咧，嚟緊都有啲大型嘅一啲 plan。是解決呢方面的動作嘅，咁我都相信他哋亦都可以有一啲嘢唔需要咁 secret 嘅，有啲長期嘅計劃可以交代到俾大家聽咧，其實都應該講講有啲咩諗法，而大家出嚟坐低傾。而家社會已經唔同啦，唔係話最尾搞掂曬成個 plan 砌完出嚟掉出嚟咧，就大家都 agree 係唔會再發生嘅呢啲嘢。咁我就寧願政府部門將一啲長期大型嘅諗法攞出嚟，同一啲市民、同一啲專業人士坐低，大家幾方面一齊傾。大家有啲咩 concern， 而其討論期間咧，其實亦都可以攞到居民個諗法個角度係點樣，咁亦都唔會話太過由官方嘅角度去諗，你諗唔到，即係市民嗰個需要啊各方面。咁我覺得咁樣去做咧，先至係一個即係叫成日話新政府話要同行，咁點樣同行咧？就咁樣就真係同行啦。你咁樣搞文件就真係唔係同行到嘅。咁就希望你哋真係可以咁樣嚟去即係轉一轉換個做嘅方法，其實只不過係早少少開道門。俾大家開始討論，俾大家開始了解，咁先至可以將件事咧，就即係撇除更加多嘅一啲誤會啊，同埋一啲唔好嘅嘢，係嘛？唔該，
多謝你，阿 Victor 嚇。
主席， 我覺得就呢個 relocation 呢我係支持嘅，因為其實都迫在眉睫㗎啦，即係你唔搬嘅話呢都唔知點樣去解決呢個泊車問題。你見到啲相其實泊通街都係㗎。咁但係呢就我亦都覺得呢個海心公園係一個好個 opportunity 呢就去 explore 嗰個 underground 嘅 parking。因為 from 一個工程角度嚟講呢啲咁嘅 underground 嘅 parking 呢就係即係香港好普遍啦，好似 Emerald 其實係一個好成功嘅例子嚟㗎。咁啊，至於話好多水管要搬啊，或者啲地下管線要做 relocation 啊，喺好一般嘅工程咧都要做大型嘅 civil contract， 都要好多呢啲咁 relocation。所以我覺得呢個唔係唔可能嘅事。不過當然咧就會有一個成本嘅問題啦，同埋一個時間問題啦。咁但係即係我覺得都要積極考慮呢樣嘢，因為其實呢個咁大嘅地方，如果唔做 underground parking 嘅話，遲早真係嘥咗。同埋我都覺得。就算我哋今次過到呢、這個呢一、這個咁嘅我哋呢個會啦，咁開心公園當然都要攞撥款㗎去到呢、這個立法會。我相信當其時議員會更加強烈去追討呢、這、一個呢、這個 underground parking 用開心公園呢個 underground parking 嘅 opportunity 嚇。唔該。
謝曬 Victor 阿 Ken 嚇。
唔該主席，咁感謝即係今次提供咗好多資料俾我哋啦。但呢個睇嚟應該我哋期望係其實第一次上會就應該有呢啲資料等我哋討論，咁其實就唔使來回咁多次。咁其實之前嗰兩次會呢，我相信除咗 data 之外，其實正如委員都提出，我哋係想睇一啲長遠啲嘅解決方案。其實今次上嚟 present 嘅係咪解決方案呢？其實我覺得只係將一啲available 嘅數據其實就即係真係 gather 曬去交俾我哋睇嘅。咁喺嗰堆數字當中呢，其實我都有一個 worry 嘅。嗱，而家propose 嘅呢一個臨時即係 STT 啦，咁佢 absorb 到即係200幾個嘅位啦。咁你哋就話一年之後就唔會續啦。咁但係一年之後你哋其實頭先俾我睇到嘅數據就係只係得一個新嘅 parking space， 就係43個私家車、10架小型貨車同20個 coach 嘅。咁再 next 嘅 patch of car park， 你哋呢收可以提供到嘅就已經係2023年。咁中間嗰個時間究竟點呢？這個其實亦都可能回應返阿波頭先講話，就係好擔心如果冇解決辦法嘅時候，我哋亦都好理解呢啲泊車嘅問題迫在眉睫嘅，會唔會真係跌再返嚟又係攞即係同一塊地呢？咁呢個希望可以有真係即係俾多少資料。另外就係呢頭先都有講咗唔同嘅新嘅項目啦，譬如就話會有一啲 parking space 會做出嚟嘅，譬如107個啊、274個。我想問呢啲頭先呢收嘅啲 parking space， 譬如107啊、274啊呢啲，係扣除咗嗰個 development 本身嗰個 development 所需要嘅 parking space 而能夠 release 俾公眾啦，定係其實係未扣嘅呢？咁如果未扣嘅，最終能夠 release 返俾公眾嘅大約係有幾多 parking space 呢？因為講緊而家係即係缺緊200幾個嘅。咁最後一樣就係頭先有 show 到嗰、那個呢個以呢個 parking 嗰個情況啦。咁我其實想問呢、這個係個 current situation 啦，但係嗰個 changes 係點樣呢？即係before close 同埋 close 咗之後，呢張相只係 show 到而家嘅情況啫，其實會唔會之前都係咁呢？有冇 figures 可以話俾我哋知 illegal parking 嘅情況係嚴重咗幾多呢？唔該，主席。
唔該你 Ken， 跟住係 Francis。
我自己咧係贊成，即係支持呢個浙江街 STT 嘅，因為亦都係冇辦法噶啦，而家一定要支持佢。咁反而咧，我想運輸處咧考慮一下咧，引入一啲比較即係都唔係好先進啊，都好平常嘅，就係 mechanical parking， 即係可以搭高嗰啲一個架嗰啲，就變咗你可以善用呢一塊空地。咁可能你到時咧唔係即係你可以 provide 嘅車位咧會多好多，因為向高發展啫，可以起碼有幾層。而嗰套嘢咧，即係如果即係話嗰個上次溝通就話驚嗰啲operator 唔肯投資唔肯買，咁可能處方可以考慮佢自己去買啊，佢自己去買一套翻嚟大家用啦。即係你批出去嗰時候你收翻係錢啫嘛，收翻係租啫嘛。 咁另外咧就係、是、亦都支持咧，就將來嗰個海心公園或者其他公園咧，即係如果有一定規模嘅公園咧，可以發展嘅地下停車位，即係呢個應該係成為一個政策嘅導向。
跟住係 Eunice。
係，多謝主席。咁原則上我諗喺呢一個短期租約嘅申請咧，如果純粹係講緊一年之內嘅話咧，咁我睇唔到有咩原因唔支持佢嘅。根本上嗰區實際上係有咁嘅泊車嘅需要。咁但個問題就係、是，就算我哋俾多佢一年泊咗喺度，到明年三月嘅時候，咁呢個停車場係咪真係冇咗咧？因為即係，so far 我係冇聽到佢任何有其他解決呢個區內嘅泊車嘅問題嘅方案噶嘛，咁即係呢個問題係繼續存在嘅。咁如果佢明年翻嚟嘅時候話，喂，我哋要繼續落去嘅時候，咁我哋嘅 position 又係點咧？即係呢個臨時嘅用途可以臨時到好多年，咁呢個第一樣嘢我關注嘅。咁第二樣嘢我都比較關注嘅就係、是，即係如果政府暫時係冇一個即係長遠嘅計劃，或者有任何一個即係 budget 啦，去發展依幅地嘅時候咧，就依幅地最基本上都係會繼續坐住喺度嘅啫。咁你唔要嚟泊車，你都去做咩咧？咁所以我覺得，如果有一個即係政府能夠有個實在啲嘅 program， 話我哋幾時係已經落實會發展依幅地咧？咁我覺得依個先係即係重點嚟嘅。但係，如果就算有實嘅 program 咧，我覺得即係頭先好多委員都提出嚟，咁我哋可唔可以考慮利用呢個機會咧，擺一啲地下嘅停車場咧？咁實呢個係好好嘅建議嚟。咁頭先即運輸署都講，佢哋都係有呢個 intention 啦去做呢樣嘢。但如果真係做呢樣嘢嘅時候，我相信成個發展計劃又要推遲㗎啦。咁呢個係個 dilemma 嚟㗎，係嘛？即係我哋又想希望盡快會見到有個公園俾到即係公眾去用，但係如果係做呢樣嘢嘅時候，我哋係咪會 sacrifice 咗個機會做 underground parking？ 咁如果有即嘥咗機會的時候 ，most likely 一幅地又會擺住喺度，放多幾年，又係做多幾年嘅臨時停車場。咁呢一抽嘅問題，實際上我覺得唔係純粹係即係講今日呢個 SCT 咁簡單。SCT 俾多年，我原則上我係即係冇異議嘅。但係長遠嚟講，區內嘅發展係咪係點？區內嘅泊車情況係點？依個地盤將來嘅發展係點？我哋係咪應該考慮喺度用一啲地下停車場？依啲全部要諗咯。但似乎 so far 即係得個講字，係冇一個 longer term plan 去做依樣嘢。咁我比較關注依啲嘅嚇。
多謝，係 Connie。
係，多謝主席。嗰、那個粉紅色嗰、那個同埋橙色嗰、那個、那個 relocation 咧，我係一定支持嘅，因為即係如果嗰個需要用呢塊地嗰個工程有任何 delay 咧，其實嗰個錢係好多嚇，而亦都影響到那個工期嗰、那個，即係如果再 squeeze 到咧，咁係有機會影響個工程嘅質素，所以咧就即係要分開睇嚇，咁我就覺得係支持要拎翻啲地出嚟，係俾一個即係另一個好大嘅工程去開始。咁好啦，咁去到睇嗰個 STT 嗰度即係啲車點樣去趕嚟趕去，即係趕去呢度。咁呢度就即係冇辦法啦，即係有一個即係短期嘅非常之短期嘅措施，就係有一年就擺咗落去啦。咁而頭先睇個 presentation 咧，就係、是、即係都理解到區內差唔多再 provide 翻差唔多嘅即係車位咧，嗰、那個即係由私人嗰度加加埋埋咧，就嗰個係一個 medium term， 咁都好清晰咧，中間有一個即係有個 void 嘅，即係接唔到嘅。咁即係由19年到可能2020几年嚇。至到嗰啲車位係同一時間可以 provide 翻咧，中間係有一個空窗期嘅，呢個係事實嚟嘅，我亦都睇到嘅。咁至於呢個空窗期中間係有啲乜嘢係去可以緩衝到咧？咁頭先其實都有提過，就係、是、會有啲 public transport 係 in place 嘅，呢啲係舊區嚟嘅。咁如果有一啲 public transport in place 係 fill 到嗰、那個中間嗰、那個空窗期，係令到即係揸車嘅電班係少咗咧。咁即係呢方面我諗可以TD 啊或者點即係解釋下嗰個 transition 其實由一個即係揸私家車咧係過渡到去一個公共嘅 public transport， 其實嗰個 time frame 咧，如果即係講得清楚一啲咧，我諗大家會明白多啲。另外一點咧就係頭先有一張圖咧係講而家有 meter parking 嗰一張，可唔可以轉一轉去嗰張？嗱，嗰張咧就會好清楚睇到咧，而家呢一個舊區咧嗰啲 road 嘅 network， 咁其實因為佢係一個舊區咧，嗰啲路唔會闊到嘅。即係呢一個 network 咧係一個好 basic 嘅 constraint 嚟嘅，有一張圖嘅嚇，即係有啲數字嗰張係啦，頭先嗰張，頭先嗰張係啦。咁咧你見到啲藍色啊嗰啲地方，其實就係 highlight 咗咧嗰啲路啊，即係或者一啲舊區裏邊嘅路嗰啲 framework， 佢係好窄嘅嚇，咁你冇得喐。即係如果要發展一個舊區咧，你只可以喺裏邊嗰啲每一嚿 lot 裏邊去發展。咁你話向低發展，咁即係向個 basement 發展係可行嘅，但係每一個 lot 裏邊自己做。但係你成個區點樣再規劃咧？我諗都即係喺一個舊區嘅 framework 裏邊咧，係即係就算係好長遠咧，都相當之難，因為你就咁睇到個 road 嘅 network 咧。就已經有好多 constraint， 幾多車可以入到，幾多車可以出到，有一個好大嘅停車場，咁嗰條路會唔會長期塞呢？咁呢啲其實都要考慮嘅，冇話即係一個好多層或者好多嘅泊車位做唔到，但係呢啲規劃就真係一定要跨部門，同埋如果真係要開始咪開始咯嚇。咁所以即係我諗有 constraint 嘅，即係同埋啲 underground 嗰啲管線咧。你政府嘅 lot 咧冇問題，但係私人嘅 lot 一嚿一嚿一粒粒咁樣咧，就點樣做咧？我諗政府都諗唔到嘅，咁所以呢啲可行性都真係要可行咪可行咯，唔可行咪唔可行。你要有一個 feasibility study 去睇下，即係點解會唔可行，咁先講到。咁好啦，翻去呢個 case 其實咧，即係引申到一個好大嘅中長遠嘅 planning 嘅問題。但係翻呢個 case 咧，我係 support 嘅，因為即係因為 support 咗呢、這個即係短期嘅安排嚇，就即係令到一個比較大嘅工程咧，就唔會有延誤。當中嗰個延誤咧，可能係有好多 cost 嘅 implication， 同埋即係如果 squeeze 得嗰啲工期太短咧，亦都會影響嗰、那個即係嗰、那個一個更加大嘅工程嘅質量。咁
多謝，係跟住 Freddie， 唔該你。
係你好，多謝主席。就以而家畫面上面呢張圖片咧，上面有兩個數字，就係、是、residential units without ancillary car park 2018就有17000個單位，下低有16400個單位。我想問一問其實運輸署咧，你係根據呢一個單位嘅數目嚟到估計嗰個 car parking 嘅 demand 啊？但係其實新區內嘅樓咧，即係新建嘅樓，其實好多都係臘米樓嚟嘅，即係佢一個 development 可能係有好多個單位，咁但係其實你照除嘅話，嗰個車位嘅數目其實個比例係唔啱噶嘛。咁呢個希望你可以考慮一下，你個估算上面會唔會喺呢個位可以有啲重新檢討，睇下嗰個car park嘅 demand 會唔會係真係高咁高啦嚇。呢個第一點。第二點咧，可唔可以睇翻頭先違例泊車嗰張 slide？喂，頭先係啦係啦，唔係下一張好似係啦。其實我想問一問咧，因為其實唔係淨係呢區，我留意到譬如尖沙咀嘅周圍都係嘅，好多夜晚黑違例泊車嘅車咧，都係揾食車嚟嘅，都係的士啊，或者係啲貨車啊，都係啲嗰啲揾食嘅車嚟嘅。咁其實運輸署會唔會有一啲過渡性嘅措施？ 即係譬如如果你有一啲唔違反呢個消防通道嘅情況下，真係容許一啲搵食車係喺特定嘅時間，譬如夜晚12点過後，係真係容許佢泊咧咁，咁嚟從而有一個過渡性嘅舒緩嘅策略咧咁。朝頭早7点佢就走噶啦，咁其實尖沙咀如果你睇柯士甸道咧，柯士甸道其實德信小學出邊嗰一節咧，夜晚黑全部都係的士嚟嘅，根本行車都行唔到嘅，咁但係又冇人去執法嘅，咁似乎大家都好似有個默認係好似大家當睇唔到啦，咁我唔知運輸署其實會唔會索性，既然係咁就不如規範化佢咧，咁去諗諗呢樣嘢啊。
多謝嚇 ，Paul。
I propose to members to look at the problem somewhat differently. And that the problem that we have here is that we have to, over time, reduce the STT parking from 1,700 car parks down. And the first that we have to take off is the 200 that we have just lost.Because next year, March, we lose another 200, which is STT1. Because the Hoysom Park extension covers two car parks, the new one and STT1. So if we today lose 200 and next year we lose another 200, we gradually reduce the number of STT parking. If we don't,reduce it today by 200, we have to reduce by 400 in 1 year's time. Now I'm asking you, reducing 200 or reducing 400, which one is easier? And it is 31st of March 2019, 6 months before district council elections. So I'm asking you, maybe today we should not allow 200 car parks to be moved, because in fact,there is ample car parking space available on Kai Tak and the existing car park because they're not fully utilized. But the drivers will have to go a little bit further from what they're used to. So the 200 are available in those other three car parks today. So I'm asking you, are you really going to suggest that it's better to...kill 400 car parks on the 31st of March 2019? Or is it better to kill 200 now, which we already killed a few weeks ago, and then another 200 next year and another later as other car parks become redundant because we're developing the site, so they become no longer possible because we're developing the site on Kai Tak and here. And by that time, hopefully,the other measures start to come into play that TD is working on when together with the planning department in development of buildings and so on. Our problem today is how do we reduce the number of parking spaces in the STT areas, which is a total of 1,000 and I don't have the slide in front of me. Maybe in the future we should get a printout like government people get the printouts, but we don't.Okay, 1,069 car parking spaces need to disappear over the next few years because we are developing the sites. So how are we going to do that? That's the question that we need to deal with. And I would propose that the best way to deal with it, take out 200 now and take out 200 next year and take out 200 after that and slowly take it out rather than wait and do 400 next year. That's my proposal to the group.
Okay. All right. So I think it's now that we cut our questions and comments and let TD respond, and then we're going to move on. Okay. TD and Highways, please.
Thank you, 主席。好多謝喺正話討論咗咧，我哋知悉咧係委員咧都對呢個中九龍幹線咧嗰個影響咧係關注嘅。 睇翻而家個圖嗰度咧，粉紅色咧，其實咧就係我哋中九龍幹線其中一個樹井。咁咧就嗰個咧係好需要，即係中九龍幹線嚟講咧係一個工程嘅命脈嚟嘅，所以咧嗰度嗰個咪錶停車位咧一定要遷移。咁咧係做一個即係 decanting 嘅時候咧，我哋係需要呢、這個浙江街呢、這個臨時停車場咧係愛嚟舒緩，亦都等用家咧可以咧有一個較長嘅時間咧嚟作出佢嘅安排，睇下點樣可以將嗰、那個泊車需要咧係遷移去其他地方嘅。咁至於話由五月二號開始，而家喺呢個新碼頭街嗰個臨時停車場，佢呢個停止營運咗之後個情況咧，咁因為咧我哋咧嗰陣時喺五月二號之前咧，我哋去中九龍幹線工程去視察個現場環境嘅時候咧，日間夜間啊，咁夜間咧多數係因為而家講緊嘅就夜晚泊車，因為嗰度嘅泊車需要咧係夜晚比較多啲嘅。咁咧就我哋視察嘅時候個情況咧係我會話用正常，即係唔會太多呢個違例泊車嘅。咁但係五月二號之後咧，因為我哋知道咗因為佢停止營運啦，所以咧我哋更加留意。咁所以咧就覺得啊，我哋是觀察嘅結果咧，係個違例泊車情況係嚴重咗嘅，即係咁樣。咁至於話關於呢、這個出年三月三十一號之後嗰個泊車個需求咧，我俾翻運輸署嘅同事回應啦。
主席。我綜合講一講，或者我一陣間都想請我啲同事係去補充一下嘅。咁就首先係講海心公園頭先都有提到啦。咁我哋會繼續同康文署一路都會傾，睇下嗰個地底停車場嗰、那個嗰、那個建議係點樣安排法。咁就另外咧，就係頭先講到咧，就係話有一個空窗期嘅依一個現象。咁其實我哋係完全係知道一個咁嘅情況，就亦都即係我哋都係即係盡量諗方法去處理。咁頭先委員都係準確咁指出嘅，就其實響2019年咧，其實沙中線咧佢係會其中響九龍段咧係會啟用嘅，即係根據即係我哋依個發展運房局同埋地鐵公司嘅一啲嘅資料啦，咁其實呢個大家公開都知道嘅。咁嗰度咧係會幫到手咧，係會係有一啲嘅人咧，我哋預計咧係都係會咧係轉成一個鐵路嘅咁樣嘅情況。咁當然呢個係對嗰個嘅泊車喺個地區上面嘅嗰、那個嘅影響係究竟係會係幫到好多啊，定係或者係幫到好少咧？咁呢個係會有待觀察嘅。咁但係我哋即係都從好嘅方向去諗啦，咁係都會有一啲嘅舒緩。咁就另外咧就係、是、夜間嘅泊車咧，就會唔會話即係有一啲嘅規範啊咁樣咧？其實我哋一路做緊嘅，我哋響全港不同嘅地方都係做緊。其實我哋過去都係有好多嘅建議提咗出嚟，亦都係有一啲係喺唔同嘅區份島度咧，係都落咗地嘅，尤其是係俾一啲嘅揾食嘅車輛。咁就嗰度其實都涉及一啲嘅商討啦，即係話地區嘅朋友會唔會有一啲其他意見？因為如果係講緊一啲俾一啲大型嘅揾食車輛去泊咧，可能係佢哋係會有一啲嘅意見都唔定嘅。咁依啲係我哋係會係盡量去做嘅。咁尤其是嗰啲即係唔阻到，即係夜晚唔阻到街嘅地方啦。咁就嗰啲機械式嘅泊架咧。就其實我哋都一路喺度探索緊，亦都即係希望係可以即係有一啲試點咧係可以做嘅。咁就喺而家浙江街依、這個臨時停車場可唔可以做到咧？咁我哋可以再睇個時間係較為係短嘅，即係話即係我哋而家去到出年嘅三月，其實都係可能係即係得九個月到嘅時間啦，少過一年。咁其實我哋喺第二啲地方咧，其實都係探討緊嘅。尤其是我哋係同呢、這個EMSD 啦，即係機電工程署啦，其實都係緊密聯繫緊嘅，睇下會唔會係有一啲，譬如話響 一啲而家都開放俾公眾用嘅設施，譬如一啲GIC facilities 咁樣現有嘅，佢哋本身都係有一啲停車場係俾公眾用嘅。睇下我哋可唔可以咧，就擺依啲嘅雙層嘅泊架咁樣咧，係令到嗰個嘅泊車位嘅增加係會多咗。咁依個我哋係會做嘅。咁就頭先或者都請同事幫手講一講咧，就係話嗰個。提出到話嗰、那個flat 嘅分別啦，有萬七個或者萬有萬六個，咁喺個 ratio 嗰度咧，我請阿蕭先生嚇。
我揾張圖。就此張圖咧，其實我哋就初步估計咧，即係我哋睇翻七百喺個新馬頭街750米範圍之內咧，我哋咧就睇到大約有32000個單位。咁我哋都分析過呢32000個單位裏面嗰啲組合成分啦，咁就大約有17000個咧，15000個咧係佢自己基本上個屋苑咧係有停車場嘅，咁呢啲係應該係佢自己可以自給自足嘅。咁有17000個咧就係一啲比較舊式，咁所以基本上就係要依賴街外嘅路邊泊車位或者係一啲臨時政府提供嘅停車場啦嚇。咁呢個咧，我哋又冇實質一個比例去話點樣去特定話一比幾多啊咁樣。但係其實睇到咧，係喺而家嘅情況咧，大約係1:10咁上下啦。咁如果係一般新樓嚟講咧，我哋係有一啲會根據一個香港規劃與標準咧，係有一啲特定嘅比例係要嗰個屋苑係提供私家車泊車位嘅。咁亦都係呢個比例咧，隨住嗰個。那個單位那個面積呢是有所不同的。啊，即舉個例呢，就如果是那個單位的面積呢是大過70個平方米呢，就同一個小過70個平方米的比較呢，可能那個 ratio 呢是會有兩倍的相差的。咁，我們就會根據那個標準呢去設計一些或者是定一些咁嘅規則，要那個承建商或者發展商去遵守的。咁亦都有委員提過咧，就話即係會唔會今年我哋即係 cut 先 cut 200個好啲咧，定係淨係一次過 cut 曬400個咧？點樣咧？咁其實咧就先頭都有同事補充啦，或者係有委員都補充咗咧，就係其實沙中線會喺出年2019年咧東西走廊咧會落成嘅，會啟用。咁我哋相信提供咗一個比較好啲或者係可靠嘅公交嚟講咧，對當區嘅市民咧係有好大嘅幫助嘅。佢哋會盡量選用一個公共嘅運輸工具嚇。咁選用公共運輸工具，用鐵路作為骨幹咧，係我哋嘅運輸政策嚟嘅嚇。咁樣咁我哋希望嚇依樣嘢咧，就令到啲居民咧係減少依賴用私家車嚇。咁進一步咧就可能減低嗰個對呢個泊車嘅需求啦嚇。咁多謝。
好，唔該曬。
主席，我想再補充多一樣嘢，就關於話商用車夜晚可唔可以，即係我哋劃定一啲位去泊咧？咁先阿林生都講咗啦。咁我想補充一啲資料嘅，就係去到舊年嘅，其實喺呢個計劃其實喺2016年就開始咗嘅。去到舊年嘅年中咧，其實係喺全港咧就有300個呢啲咁嘅夜間泊車位，就已經係有呢啲計劃係推出嚟嘅，咁有80個咧已經係落咗地嘅。咁喺當區紅磡呢個九龍城區咧都有10個攞成。咁我哋都會繼續去爭取，睇下有冇咩地方係可以做到呢啲夜間俾商用車泊車。咁但係當然啦，就要首要條件就係嗰個位置咧就唔會阻塞交通，引致呢、這個道路使用者嘅安全啦，有呢個問題啦，或者係我哋亦都要同呢個區內嘅人士咧就溝通，睇下會唔會佢哋有啲反對嘅聲音啊等等，咁呢啲都需要時間去做嘅嚇。多謝，
多謝曬嚇。仲有回應係咪？有冇？係唔該嚇。
多謝主席。有補充少少其實我哋中九龍幹線咧，因為咧每一環咧環環緊扣嘅，所以咧如果咧係某一點咧，如果係延遲咗嘅話，可能影響到整體嗰個中九龍幹線嗰個推展嘅。咁或者補充少少資料俾委員咧，就話當我哋中九龍幹線落成咗之後咧，喺油麻地由油麻地去到呢個九龍灣咧，係會由現時喺繁忙時間25分鐘嘅車程咧，係會縮短到5分鐘。咁所以大家可以 睇得到，即係話嗰個對於嗰個整體社會嗰、那個，無論喺呢、這個經濟效益啊，同埋咧空氣質素嗰方面咧，因為塞車少咗，塞車少咗，咁所以嗰、那個效益咧係非常之龐大嘅，所以希望咧委員咧可以咧係可以咧係積極考慮我哋呢個建議嘅，多謝。
好，咁如果係咁咧，即係我諗我哋都需要即係總結我哋三次會議嚟嘅一個即係討論。即係我就想即係總結一下，其實呢啲咧即係都係大家嘅集體智慧嚟嘅。咁啊，我想提出即係六點啦。咁喺三個層次方面咧，希望我哋呢個討論咧，即係都唔會係話即係浪費咗大家嘅時間。咁第一樣嘢，即係第一點咧，即係頭兩點咧，就係從嗰個思維上面，我哋希望咧，即係呢個 task force 希望 highways department 同 transport department 即係可以考慮一下嘅。即係尤其 transport department 咧，希望可以即係多啲從即係你點樣管理嗰個 transport demand， 點樣好似頭先你講，即係我哋點樣去管理嗰個 transport 嗰個 behavior， 即係點樣改變人嗰個出行嘅行為啊，一啲期望嘅管理啊。即係其實如果你嘅公交沙中線你步行嘅環境如果係好啲嘅話，咁其實即係揸車各樣嘅嘢喺香港，即係佢就唔再係咁有需要有一個迫切性咁去，即係純粹就話啊，我而家有個我就必須要俾多啲即係 car parking， 即係呢個係需要喺思維上面去諗嘅。咁另外即係其實喺 highways 方面咧，其實即係我哋委員都講咗，譬如 mechanical 嘅 parking， 你點樣喺一個 STT 嘅環境？如果你做一層，如果我可以 double 咗佢，泊兩層嘅車，甚至乎三層嘅車，呢啲嘅架就可以更加好咁利用，即係 provide 多啲 parking spaces。希望多啲唔同嘅方法，就係同一個土地可以即係泊多啲車，甚至乎譬如其實又會唔會有啲地方即係私人嘅泊車位啊，或者月租嘅泊車位係可以多啲公眾即係時租啊可以用到，咁就唔會浪費咗有啲即係泊車位其實係有啲時間係冇人用嘅。咁就第二個層次咧，就係翻去我哋嘅項目。咁我諗其實咧 ，around the table， 即使咧就算係即係我哋。大部分的意見呢，其實這個項目呢，雖然我們不能是說是說即是很支持，但是其實我們是接受是需要呢，這個土地呢去到即是2019年3月呢是做一個 STT， 因為其實呢我們看到就是即中九龍幹線的重要性啦，即是那個利民的角度啦，還有這個土地其實在這個這麼短的時間呢是未能夠可以做得到一個土地的發展的。那第四點呢，就是我們希望即係關於呢個地方嗰個項目咧，海心公園同埋即係 transport department 啊，甚至乎我哋啲咁嘅即係專業嘅團體啊 ，Harbourfront 真係可以 come back 去睇下，如果我哋要做一個 underground 嘅 parking， 個 cost 同埋個 delay 會多咗幾多咧？咁如果係需要即係多啲錢嗰樣嘅嘢，我哋 Harbourfront Commission 係咪都可以同 LCSD 一齊去嘗試去揾一啲 solution 去解決呢個問題，真係可以做到即係 better utilisation of the underground？ 咁到最撈尾。嗰兩點咧，就係即係我覺得我哋可以即係向前看啦。咁第一樣嘢咧，就係即係其實呢個全港性咧嗰個中長期嗰個商用車輛特別嗰個泊車位咧各樣嘅嘢咧，係影響到即係成個 Harbourfront Commission 呢個只係我哋其中一個 project， 亦都 that's why 點解我哋要傾咁耐。即係但係我都同意啊 PY 講，其實臨時嘅用途咧喺成個海濱裏面咧多多少少都會出現嘅。點樣可以即係多啲用好啲咧？咁咧即係其實就我亦都了解，即係 TD 咧，當你做咗呢個 parking study 嘅時候咧，你就會喺大會嘅時候咧就再翻嚟即係 brief 我哋。究竟點樣可以從 transport demand 同埋 parking 嘅角度去改善呢個問題？呢個希望係會再翻嚟個大會，就唔係一個完嘅。咁最嬲尾一點咧，就係我覺得好多委員，即係尤其比較資深，都已經發覺，其實我哋睇即係海濱嘅話咧，我哋都需要從成個區域、成個海濱嘅連貫性啊、短中長期咁去睇。咁但係其實如果我哋講翻睇翻呢個地區嗰個海濱嘅環境咧，即係如果由 TD 去 lead 咧，其實亦都係唔公平嘅，因為我哋要睇嘅時候咧，睇翻成套啊，譬如海心公園啊，附近嘅配套。套啊嗰啲咁樣，咁我就希望即係我哋 Harbourfront Commission 咧，即係我哋因為其實係我哋其中一個 action 嘅 area。之後當海心公園有一個嗰個 plan 嘅時候咧，再翻嚟我哋再即係仔細咁去從唔同嘅方面，就唔好只係針對個 parking 去睇呢個海濱嘅地方點樣去發展，好嘛嚇？咁如果係咁咧，我就即係多謝TD 同埋 Highways 多謝你哋 provide 俾我哋咁多 feedback 同埋讓我哋去有一個充分嘅討論。唔該曬。